This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. It looks like SEPTA fares will not be going up next week after all. A Philadelphia judge has ordered the transit agency to stop any further cuts in service, as well as that planned fare increase. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Judge Sierra Thomas Street granted part of a temporary injunction requested by attorney George Buchetto on behalf of riders. She did not order a rollback of service cuts on bus lines, but she did tell SEPTA it must halt a 21.5% fare hike and reductions in rail service that were supposed to take effect next week. Buchetto was delighted.
We couldn't be happier for the citizens of Philadelphia.
SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer said he was happy for commuters, too, but it doesn't help SEPTA's financial situation.
We're still in a $213 million structural deficit that's likely to climb now that we have this.
Sauer says SEPTA had already started making moves to cut service and reprogram fare machines, so it will take a lot of work through the weekend to keep the current fares and schedules in place. The judge called a hearing for next Thursday to determine whether the injunction should be made permanent.
Meantime, State Rep. Malcolm Kenyatta, who represents parts of North Philly and Center City in Harrisburg, traveling the long 100-mile journey to the state capitol on foot to bring awareness to the need for mass transit funding. Here's KYW's Nigel Thompson with more on Kenyatta's trek.
Kenyatta gathered with fellow lawmakers and mass transit advocates at the 69th Street Transportation Center in Upper Darby. It was the first of Kenyatta's four planned stops on the long walk to Harrisburg.
I'm going to walk across this commonwealth and elevate the voices of working families and of my colleagues to remind them who is in power. The people are in power.
He called the walk symbolic in nature, but that's not the case, he said, for the families being impacted daily by mass transit cuts.
The folks who are stopping by our offices, telling us that they don't know what the hell they're going to do, that's not symbolism. That's real.
And Kenyatta says the cuts didn't have to happen, and he paired it with some strong words for his Republican colleagues.
They do not give a damn about working people and working families, and it is a shame.
PA's Democrat-controlled House has passed five mass transit funding bills, all rejected by the Republican-controlled Senate. The latest proposal from Senate Republicans, which required mass transit agencies to pull from the state's mass transit fund for capital projects, failed in the House. The state budget is also now more than 2 months overdue.
This is a busy travel weekend marking the unofficial end of summer. The Pennsylvania Turnpike expects nearly 3 million people on the roads throughout the holiday weekend, a slight increase from this time last year. It's busy in the air as well. Philly International says it's seeing a 9% rise in air travel relative to last year. The TSA expects to screen more than 17 million people through Wednesday. Remember, you can keep your shoes on now going through the TSA checkpoint. According to AAA, domestic hotel rates are about 11% higher compared to last year. A child is among several cases of West Nile virus reported in New Jersey this year. KYW's Sonny Morgan spoke with an infectious disease specialist about the virus and how to protect yourself against it.
The New Jersey Department of Health says a child tested positive for West Nile virus in Atlantic County, in addition to an adult case confirmed in Middlesex County. Officials say the child's symptoms were reported on the week of July 3rd, while the adult reported symptoms in the first week of August. Both were discharged from the hospital and are recovering at home, according to officials. Dr. Judy O'Donnell, the chief of infectious diseases at Penn Presbyterian Medical Center, says the virus is common across a good portion of the country.
Only a small subset of patients will actually develop symptoms of West Nile virus. Sometimes they can get a rash or other flu-like symptoms.
An additional case of the virus was found in a Sussex County blood donor with no symptoms displayed. Officials also say they're investigating four suspected cases of the virus. Acting New Jersey Health Commissioner Jeff Brown says while the number of human infections are low, high levels of the virus is circulating in mosquitoes. O'Donnell says the best ways to prevent mosquito bites are to wear bug repellent with EPA-approved chemicals like DEET. In addition, dump any standing water pools around the house.
That's KYW's Sonny Morgan. CVS says it will limit access to the COVID-19 vaccine shot in Pennsylvania. The announcement comes just days after the FDA approved the vaccine only for Americans over 65 and adults and children at high risk. But a critical CDC panel is not expected to give their recommendation on COVID-19 vaccinations for several more weeks. Well, it's not Moneyball. It's a money bat, the bat tossed in the air by a New Jersey little leaguer before he was ejected from a game earlier this year, has been sold at auction for $10,000. The sale of 12-year-old Marco Rocco's signed bat will be donated to his Haddonfield Little League squad. Marco was celebrating a homer when he flipped the bat and was tossed from the final of the Little League sectional tournament. His father took Little League to court and won an emergency temporary restraining order that lifted Marco's suspension. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.